Chapter 1. Jenna gaped at Owen's phone screen and bit down so hard on the inside of her cheek that she drew blood.
He's hilarious, right?
Owen turned the phone back toward himself and swiveled in the lumbar corrective office chair. Afternoon light poured through the office windows, shining a spotlight on Owen's outstretched hand.
Mm-hmm.
Jenna worked to swallow the lump in her throat that was forming faster than traffic on Deerfoot Trail. What the hell was Gentry Maddox doing on TikTok? More importantly, why was he shirtless? And how did Owen, the office nepo baby of all people, find out about his channel before her? I don't see how that's relevant to the training, but I can see how you'd find it entertaining. Owen shot her a look that said, "Come on, you don't want to be that uptight." And Jenna pointed at the computer monitor. Running reports might not make you feel fulfilled, but it is unfortunately part of the job. He sighed as she launched into yet another explanation of the database. Jenna wanted to smack him and send his ironic wire-rimmed glasses flying. Since she was a good person, and he happened to be her boss's nephew, she refrained. Jenna made a valiant effort to keep her mind from wandering back to the image of Gentry's torso as she waited for Owen to sort by date. But as it was now scrawled in Sharpie on her retinas, she drifted back to it like a leaf caught in a whirlpool. Every muscle on her ex-boyfriend's body was sketched in her mind's eye with maddening perfection. Those hadn't been there the last time she'd seen him naked. Though, he'd only been 21 then. She could cut him some slack. When Owen finished clicking through the steps, Jenna pushed back from the desk and stood, straightening the pleats on her trousers. "Let me know if you have any questions, but I think you're good to go." That was a lie. Based on his performance last week, she'd be repeating this training by Wednesday at the latest. She barely heard Owen's thanks as she left the office and strode down the hall to her own. Owen was 27, had just come off a broadcasting gig in Moose Jaw, and had already shown up at the office late 3 out of his 9 workdays. Normally, those details would have set her at ease, considering he was competing for the same position as her. However, since he shared the same DNA as John Allen, one of 2 current executive producers at Hockey Evening in Canada, and the only one with plans to retire, she enjoyed no such respite. Her mind felt like a yo-yo held hostage by a toddler. Gentry Maddox was on TikTok? "You have work to do, Jenna, including submitting headlines to John by 3. "But he was commenting live hockey games through a phone camera and had hundreds of thousands of followers?" She couldn't wrap her head around it. So she took the obvious next step and plunked down, avoiding her looming task list, and scrolled through his thumbnails on her own phone where she could take her sweet time exploring his new geography. Jenna's eyes traced over the bulk of his shoulders, then settled on the lopsided smile frozen on his face. The familiarity of his bone structure stunned her, like she'd just flown into streak-free glass. How had it been 13 years? And why was her heart racing like their relationship had died yesterday? She scanned the thumbnails, gawking at the number of videos that had reached over 1 million views. Insane! Here she was working for the premier hockey broadcast in the country that would kill for that kind of consistent visibility.